This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome, America. That's right. It's always about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Welcome to Home Talk USA radio program among all our great, great radio affiliates all across this great country. This is the Invent America part of our show, part of our family, where me and my co-host, Miss Rita Crompton, the inventor lady, we actually talk to young inventors and entrepreneurs and pretty much walking you through the blueprint that if you have a product or an idea, you really want to listen to this hour because we can prevent you from making all the financial mistakes that come along with basically being inexperienced. So don't forget, though, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. And I'd like to welcome my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, how you doing since last week?
I am fine, Michael. It is so good to talk to you. I was almost said so good to see you. And one of these days we'll make that happen. And I want to add the, you know, the line, you know, the pursuit of happiness and the pursuit of all ideas.
Yeah, I like that. A pursuit of all ideas. But
You know, and the cool thing is that so many, you know, we've had on some older inventors. And when I say older, yeah, I mean like they're hitting 80 with brilliant ideas. And we can have inventors that are, you know, and today's guests are all in high school or younger. So inventing doesn't know an age limit.
No, that's right. And, you know, when I saw, when we had our production meeting a couple of months ago and you was laying out some different topics that we really need to cover, when it got to the, you know, these young inventors segment where we talk to the young minds, because let's face it, this is going to be the future of our industry, you know, the future of our government, the future of our sovereignty, is that we got to get the young people involved. And it's just as simple as that, you know. So
well, and I used to go and I was a judge at the Invention Convention in Colorado for the fourth graders.
Wow.
And so, you know, there's a lot of schools out there that really now help the kids understand, you know, that inventing is what this country has been made of for hundreds of years. If you couldn't fix the problem on the wagon train died.
Well, let's
So, you know, it's everybody invents where their comfort zone is and where their aha moment is, and it's wonderful.
Well, let's talk about some of our inventors, who you have as our guests coming up shortly.
All right. Our first guest, and, you know, forgive me if I say the names wrong. The first one is Sukhita Srinivasan. And this young inventor has invented a domestic violence alerting device. I mean, that is really sophisticated for a sophomore in high school.
Wow.
So that one, that is our first one. And then our second one is Sarita Sandhi Kreska. And Sandhi has invented a tool that prevents waste. And that's a big deal, you know, for, you know, the generation growing up is that, you know, it is all about, you know, taking care of, you know, the planet and your, even your own backyard. So minimizing waste and taking care of things properly. So we're excited to hear about what that is. And then, our final guest is Julie Shively, and she has helped all these young inventors around the U.S. and internationally as far as, you know, what to do and how to get their product to the marketplace. So she's going to talk a little bit about her outreach and her organization and stuff. So we're excited to hear about, you know, how our young inventors are being cultivated and taught the right way to, you know, get the product developed. But that's only one step, and you know that. I mean, it's one thing, you've got the idea. It's like, now what? And so, you know, both of these guests are in the now what phase of, you know, they're patent pending, but now what? And I had so many people contacting me after our last show saying, all right, I need an attorney. I need someone that's going to do a prototype for me. And so it was my first chance to really promote our new sponsor.
Well, that's great. And let me ask you this now. Now, at the end of the hour, you're going to be giving also some information, some breaking news information on how to be on the show. What's the process, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's good. We want to hold that thought right there. And but there's a lot going on right now. But mainly what we're trying to do with the Invent America segment of Home Talk USA is trying to do is try to give a good, honest path, a blueprint, so you don't make these big financial mistakes that you can make. That, you know, when we first started this show, the horror stories that we were hearing from, you know, shady attorney, patent attorneys, and, you know, it just was amazing, you know.
Oh, I know. I've got one where we're just now in the process of doing a licensing agreement, and I can't wait to get this young woman on. She has got an absolutely amazing story, and, you know, the one company that we're talking to, they cannot wait to get their hands on this. And it's because she suffers from this thing that she fixed.
Yeah.
And they were just amazed. So, you know, we've got so many good inventors out there, and she's in her 20s. So she is a young inventor as well. And so the big thing, I think, is, you know, I get inventors that say, I'm too old. You know, I'm too young. No. You know, brilliant ideas can come to any of us. You know, God will plant a brilliant idea in anyone and then give you the tools to go with it. And we're one of those tools. We are. We're one of these groups that says, okay, no, do it this way. You know, no, this is your next step. Figure this part out first. And that's what we do on Invent America. We do Invent America because America invents.
Yeah.
And we're there to help.
Very well said. And another thing is the decision is the licensing compared to manufacturing it your own. And that's the dilemma that comes at the end of this. They both have pluses and minuses. They both, you know, so I'm looking forward to that. Well, there's the music. Reed, I got to step away. We have to step away. Got here for some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we're going to have some guests, some topics. We're going to be talking to some amazing young inventors right here on the Invent America Show. This is Home Talk USA radio program, along with my sidekick, Rita Crompton. Please visit our websites at hometalkusa.com. And when you click there, it will have the Invent America link. You can click there. Any information, archives, anything you need to know about this radio program is sitting right there. And don't forget, please visit HometalkTV.com for the television part of this. So right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, me and Rita's going to take a short break. We're going to be right back. Yay! Got to pay the bills, Rita!
You betcha!
attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey! Welcome back, America. That's right. Don't forget we are streaming live on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. All right, Rita, I tell you, I'm just so excited, as I told you, when we got this, did our production meeting, you know, a couple months ago, that we were going to get some young inventors on the line. The future of technology is to get these young people's minds, which is great. And you have a couple of them you want to talk to, right?
I do. I mean, it's so wonderful to know that inventing doesn't have an age top or bottom. Anybody can be an inventor. And so we are real excited today to have on a couple of these younger inventors. And so, Sharika, I'm going to let you say your last name, my dear. Anyway, she is a sophomore at in Cheshire, Connecticut, part of the school's robotic team, and has an avid interest in business as well. So she loves technology and includes playing the flute. So we are really happy to have you. Thank you so much. Please give everyone your name and then tell us about your invention, Mila Plus, a domestic violence alerting device.
Hi, I'm Sachita Srinivasan. Yeah, I'm a sophomore. So my invention, Mila Plus, is a domestic violence alerting device comprised of a hardware device and a mobile application. So the hardware device detects domestic violence by measuring the environment's sound level, and if it exceeds a threshold signifying an incident, then the victim's contact list or the police will be alerted. The mobile application is where the user can enter their personal or contact information.
Excellent. I mean, okay. Let's break it down a little bit because that was a huge explanation. So you've got some a piece of hardware, and someone in a private home would use the hardware to then hooked up to the software that would then send out a notice, a signal to the police, you know, first responders, that there was a domestic violence going on.
Yes. Yes.
How did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, so I came up with this idea upon seeing so many domestic violence statistics and how, like, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men experience severe intimate partner physical violence here in the USA. And it just really shows how prevalent this issue is. But what really pushed me to create this device was when a domestic violence incident occurred in my hometown, and the person affected by it was a classmate of mine. So seeing this happen so close to home made me realize how huge this issue was and how important it was to develop a solution.
All right. So with that said, I mean, these are some of the things that we work with on a pretty regular basis, is a piece of hardware with a corresponding piece of software. And, you know, when it's a game changer, when it's going to save lives, they tend to do very well in the marketplace. So what is your next step? I mean, you've got the idea. You're very well spoken about the idea. What is your next step?
Yeah, so my next steps include implementing some features into the device to further benefit the user. So some of these features include researching voice recognition as a possible method of detecting domestic violence and using Bluetooth to communicate between the app and the device. The device isn't dependent on Wi-Fi. That way the device can be used in any location without Wi-Fi connection. So really my next steps are further developing my device so that when it's out on the market, it's great and it can help a lot of people.
All right. So then how do you get it out into the marketplace? I mean, for a lot of our inventors, all right, they have that aha moment. They have that idea. And it is not unusual that it's sparked by something that either happens at home, in the workplace, or in the neighborhood, that they see it and they've got, oh, wouldn't it be cool if. But getting it now into the marketplace, that's for some people, the big goal and the big challenge as well. What are your plans for that?
Yeah, so my ultimate goal with this device is to make sure users can get the best version of my product, and obviously it's to help victims of domestic violence to get the help that they need. And to get this product on the market, I would need to patent my device, but the first step before I get to that, I really want to make sure that my current device is the best version that it can be. So I really want to implement those future steps that I mentioned before, because oftentimes victims don't want to reach out to the authorities when an incident occurs. But Mila Plus really provides a great way for victims to inform their friends and families when an incident occurs without any action on their end. So that's my goal.
All right. Well, being able to, you know, get it to the point where someone can use it, all right, someone else can use it. Getting the word out about the product is one of the big challenges that inventors have. So when you're looking at then some next steps that you can take, you're a sophomore in high school, you know, by the time you're a sophomore in college, you're going to be solving world problems. So when you're going to school, it is really hard to be doing a full-time marketing job. What are your plans as far as being able to get then from, you know, I'm working on this device to it's ready to go, and now I need someone else to sell it because I've moved on to my next idea.
Mm-hmm.
So have you thought about, you know, the marketing part of it? I know that that was, you know, kind of a bullseye question, but you are a smart young lady.
Yeah, so I have talked to a few people about, like, patenting advice, and a lot of people say that the first step is making sure that you really own your project and make sure that, you know, it can't be stolen in any way. So once I do that and once I bring it to, you know, marketing attorneys and just different people who can really help me, you know, bring this product out on the market, those are probably going to be the next steps, especially with me being in high school.
Yes, yes. Most of the young inventors that I talk to, it's like, okay, time to move on to, you know, my next idea. I think the first inventor that I worked with was actually in the fifth grade, the first student inventor I worked with. And, you know, he had a very, very cool product, got a patent on it, and, you know, eventually ended up on TV. He was actually one of the guests on Shark Tank. So it was, you know, it was interesting to watch him grow and, you know, get his products, but, you know, he was in school, so his mother ended up doing a lot of the work because she believed in him. And, when you've got good parents that are behind you and are able to say, nope, we'll take it from here, you go on and, you know, get your degree or do your next brilliant idea.
Yeah, so that's definitely part of it. Yeah, my parents really supported me throughout this journey, and I'm really grateful for all their help, and definitely they would continue to support me in the next steps and really bring this product out on the market. Yeah.
So, well, it's been a pleasure to have you, young lady. Best of luck to you. If you ever have any questions about next steps and how to do this, please feel free to shoot me an email, give me a call, because that's what we do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with you and all your advice.
And we will get some of your information up there, and certainly through Julie. So we are going to go off and pay some bills. But if you want to be on Invent America, please go to the website, InventorLady.com. Thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. A new poll shows voters not overly enthusiastic about the prospect of a 2024 rematch between President Biden and former President Trump. In fact, less than half of those surveyed by the Yahoo News YouGov poll said they favored either candidate. Hospitals in Arizona and Nevada have seen an alarming increase in patients affected by first, second, and third degree contact burns due to the prevailing extreme heat. Dr. Robert Martinez of St. Rose Siena Hospital in Las Vegas telling 8 News Now.
If you go to the pool and you step on the cement, intense by 140 degrees.
Recent temperature records have shown triple-digit readings in those regions with no end in sight. North Korea fired several cruise missiles into the Yellow Sea overnight. It's the second such launch this week as that country remains silent on the whereabouts of an American soldier who fled across the border. Analysts note the missile launches follow North Korea's warnings over the U.S. deploying a nuclear sub. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rita Crompton, and if you would like to be on Invent America, please go to my website, inventorlady.com, and the form comes up there and you fill it out, or you can go to inventamerica.info. We would love to have you, and that is where a lot of our guests come from, so thank you very much. Our next guest today is Sanvi Keskar. We are talking to young innovators because innovation knows no age limit, and so we are so excited to have, it's summertime, so we can have our young inventors on. Sanvi, thank you so much for being on with us today. Sanvi invented, and get this, all right, when she invented it, she was in the fifth grade, and now she is advanced into the sixth grade, but still, she's going to give everyone a run for their money when it comes to inventing. Sanvi Keskar, thank you so much for being on today, and tell us about your invention.
Thank you so much for having me, everybody. Hello, I'm Sanvi Keskar, and my invention is called Cafe Waste X2000, which means no cafeteria waste. My invention is an eco-friendly smart waste bin. I got this idea one day when I was eating in my school cafeteria. As you know, in large eating areas like school cafeterias and mall food courts, leftover food, plates, and utensils are not separated while being thrown into a trash bin and are all dumped into one container. Because all the trash is mixed together, utensils and plates cannot be recycled, and leftover food cannot be turned into compost. This causes the waste to go to landfills, which harms our planet. Animals eat this trash and get sick, and many greenhouse gases and toxic chemicals are released into the air, causing horrible diseases like cancer. Currently, the only way we can separate the leftover food and plates waste is by manually separating them in different trash bins, like we do in some food courts. But this is inconvenient, and not everyone separates it properly. This is where my invention helps solve the problem, as it will totally change the way we handle trash in cafeterias, food courts, and large eating areas. In my product, I created a filtering mechanism using a metal grid that will allow leftover food and plates to be separated automatically while being thrown into the smart bin. I've been working on this product for the past 2 years, and I'm currently on the fifth version of my product. I already have a provisional patent for my product, and I'm looking to file for a full patent soon. I'm planning to bring this product to the market also, so that as everyone starts using this invention, we will all automatically start helping our environment by reducing the amount of trash that we dump into landfills. One thing I learned from my invention journey is that inventing doesn't end. I'll continue to work on this smart bin and many other new products for many years to come, as it has now become my passion.
Well, you are very passionate when you speak, and you did a wonderful job. So what our listeners are interested in right now is, what has been the biggest challenge for you? As being, you know, a student, you know, you still have to go to school and get good grades. So what's been the biggest challenge for you up to now?
So the biggest challenge for me in my inventing journey was actually manufacturing my product. I wanted to manufacture a professional version so I could test it in my home with my breakfast, lunch, and dinner, instead of using props. I sent out many emails to local manufacturers, but I only got one response. I met the CEO of the company, and he really liked my idea, but the price to manufacture was way over my budget. I was really upset, as I had no other options. One day, when I was at the store with my family, I noticed that many of the other products were booked in other countries. I thought, what if I reached out internationally? It was a long shot, but I wanted to give it a try, as I had nothing to lose. After sending out over 50 emails to manufacturers in Asia, I finally got two responses from India. I connected with the manufacturers multiple times via Zoom to explain my product. They agreed to manufacture the professional version. The whole process was very hard for me, as I didn't know how to move on with my invention, and it took a very long time. But I indeed learned a lot from it, which will help me in the future.
Right. How do you plan on getting to market then? How do you plan on being able to get people to buy the product?
Yes, absolutely. I'm planning on bringing this invention to the market. My first step currently is to file for a full patent, as it's very expensive. So I'm doing some research on patent filing attorneys and law schools to find a less expensive way. While I'm doing that, I'm also actively looking for a local manufacturer who I can partner with to build my product. My preference will be to find a manufacturer locally here in America, if possible. To test the market with actual customers, I will set up my smart bin in various school cafeterias and mall food courts to gather their feedback. After that, I'll tweak the product if necessary, and will launch my product on Amazon and various online platforms. Finally, I would like to say, if you're passionate about saving our environment and animals from harmful plastics and waste that goes into landfills, I would love to partner with you. Please reach out to me at 614-615-4711. I would love to connect with anyone who can guide me with my patent and manufacturing a product that will help our planet by reducing waste going into landfills. Thank you.
Well, and thank you so much for being on today. We will list your email on the website when we get this posted. So we will air on the different streaming platforms, and so that people can get in touch with you as soon as they're ready and when they see it. So we have had some people reach out to our different inventors to offer to give them some help. So that will be a good chance for people to reach out and connect with you. So is this the first invention you have ever worked on?
Yes, this is Vivi.
All right, Sandy, I can hear the music playing. We're going to go and pay some bills. Thank you again for being on with us, and we will get your information posted, and I will give you a call next week, and we'll do some video together, all right?
This has been an amazing experience for me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I will talk to you again probably in a few days.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Everybody, my name is Rita Crompton, also known as the Inventor Lady. My website is www.inventorlady.com, so go check us out. Julie Shibley is our expert today, and Julie, thank you so much for those two guests that we just had on. They were wonderful young ladies, very articulate, very passionate about their inventions, and we are grateful that, you know, it's summertime and we can have some of those young innovators on because they are our future.
Yes, I'm so happy they were able to join you. Both come from wonderful programs in their own respective state, the Connecticut Invention Convention and the Ohio Invention League, and they've really done a lot to prepare their kids for events just like this and to go out and kind of spread the word about young innovators.
When I lived in Colorado, I was a judge at the Invention Convention at one of the fourth grade schools there, and it was always it was always wonderful to go in and talk to the students and to see what they were doing. So thank you for participating with us so that we can encourage these young innovators to become active and to, you know, go forward with their ideas. So tell us about the innovation world and what it is that you do to help the young innovators.
Okay. Thank you so much for inviting me to the show, by the way. The Innovation World, which is at innovationworld.org, is a resource for young innovators, entrepreneurs, inventors, and the educators who work with them and inspire them. It's really a good place for them to go if they're looking for a STEAM-related program or STEAM curriculum, or maybe the next step on their invention that they've made to figure out where do I go from here now that I've got my prototype built. All of those type of resources are available at Innovation World. Additionally, we have several programs that we've created that help empower young innovators. The Global Innovation Field Trip is the largest of those. It is a quarterly online multi-country collaboration celebrating young innovation from around the world. And we started this in May of 2020 as a result of COVID. And it's just taken off and hasn't stopped yet. We're getting ready this weekend. In fact, when your show is going to air, we'll be live at our next 24-hour event. It's our 14th event, and we've already done more than 885 presentations from 61 different countries. So we're really excited about this show. Anybody interested in learning about that can go to globalinnovationfieldtrip.org to learn more. And please come watch us on YouTube. Starts at noon on Saturday and ends at noon on Sunday, and it's just packed with young people from around the world, like the two guests that you just talked to, just people who want to get out there and share what they're doing in the innovation space.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, how did you get started doing this?
Well, I spent about 18 years at the Ohio Invention League and then spent about a year and a half helping develop what is now the National Invention Convention, and it resides now at the Henry Ford. It used to be with a different organization when I was part of it. And when I wanted to branch off, I felt there was a need out there to have a main resource that held all of these different things and all these different opportunities for students. So that's where Innovation World originally came from. Additionally, we have things like we have a student Young Collaborators podcast now. So we have students who actually decide who they want to interview, what the nature of that interview is going to be, and they do everything. The only thing I'm doing is the back end, you know, technical stuff never shown on camera or on voice. they just do such a great job. I mean, I think if you empower these students, it's amazing what they'll really do if you let them just do. And that's what we aim to do, is we do everything we can to help empower them and make them feel like they can charge forward, because we really need them to.
Right, right. Well, it's wonderful. And we will make sure that we post your contact information, your different social media outlets that you want listed when we put everything out onto our different platforms. And, you know, because like you said, there's so many times when people don't know you're there. And especially, you know, in some of the rural areas that you've got a brilliant student. And if they can get in touch with you online, that's a wonderful resource for them, because otherwise they may not have something in their local rural school.
Yep, absolutely.
So, thank you. What is there one last sentence you want to share with our audience?
Just do everything you can to get involved in your local programs that help empower students. And thank you very much for this opportunity, Rita and Mike.
My pleasure. And we will make sure, like I said, that everybody has your contact information, and we will get it out there as much as we can. So thank you, Julie,
sure
so
thing.
Much for being on today. And we are going to go off and pay some bills. So thank you.
Thank you.
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family-made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family-made in America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you have an invention or you know someone who does have something they're working on and you would like to be on the show, please go to inventamerica.info, and it says, there's a little button there that says, do you want to be on the show? Fill out the information. It drops right into my email box. We would love to have you. That is where the majority of our guests do come from. And the other thing is, you know, if you've got a product you've been working on, sign up now to go to the National Hardware Show with us. If you're in the process of working on something and you've got a question, go ahead and join us for the Inventor Roundtable meetings. If you need a service provider, oh, yeah, we've got them. So give me a call. Tell me what you need. Scott Parsi is wonderful at doing prototypes. And then we have Addison at Kicker Design, and they are amazing at helping our inventors get their products teed up and ready for market and the manufacturing. So we've got wonderful service providers and wonderful opportunities for every inventor in America, coast to coast, any age, to join us. Please.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparra. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyficarts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Products, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. Decrite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Yay!
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.